What's going on, guys? Today's Saturday, September 3rd, 2022. It is Labor Day weekend. I hope you're having a great weekend. Yeah, guys, I was supposed to go over to Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania and see Trump at the rally, but at the last moment, I decided not to. But it's cool. It gives me an opportunity to finally put the pieces together and launch the clothing store. I got Abolish the IRS tank tops, t-shirts, and hats. Also, I have Make $2 Gas Great Again tank tops and other shirts on there. Black Lives Matter, all this stuff. Check it out. Go to CJBronsonShow.com. Click on store at the top. It'll take you to the CJ Bronson store. I'll put the link in the description. All right, guys. Today's episode is unfortunately a sad story. This is about a woman who was attacked on her way home from work. Her second job, in fact. Her family is currently having a horrible Labor Day weekend. It's so sad. And the reason behind it? There is no reason behind it. Check this out, guys. Cops arrest a Brooklyn man in the murder of this exotic dancer. Now, keep in mind, I do not judge. Me, who the hell am I to judge what anyone does for a living, right? You got to get that money. You got to hustle. You got to grind. I respect that. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Truly, I do. Especially if you have a family. Now, this Brooklyn man was arrested for the murder of a mother of three and exotic dancer on her way from a second job at IHOP. Clarkson Wilson, 44, the father of one of Imani Armstrong's children, was taken into custody on Saturday after the 25-year-old was fatally shot in the head on a street corner near Union Square early Thursday morning. Police said that she has been coming home from work at IHOP at Gramercy Park when a man opened fire, with officials yet to uncover a motive. Along with murder charges, Wilson, who has more than 20 arrests, guys, on his rap sheet, was charged with two counts of criminal possession of a weapon. You have 20 arrests on your rap sheet? Why is this man walking free? You know why? Because it's New York City. Sources told the Post that Wilson has at least 4 complaints against him for alleged domestic violence going back to 2014. But it remains unclear if any of the complaints were made by Armstrong. Now, one report in April 2021 saw a woman accuse Wilson of choking her during an argument. Another complaint in September of 2014 was filed by Wilson's ex-wife, who claimed that he choked her and pushed her into the wall after grabbing her phone. Now, police said the investigation was ongoing as they questioned Wilson over the murder of Armstrong. Police responding to a 911 call at approximately 5 a.m. on Thursday found the victim unconscious with a bullet to her head. The NYPD crime scene unit quickly erected a tent to shield the body from onlookers near the corner of East 14th Street and Irving Place. A street vendor named Manny told the Post he was cooking when he heard a loud boom. I said, "Oh shit, what was that? I thought it was a car or truck that crashed. I ran outside and I saw the lady on the sidewalk," he says. He claimed he did not hear any commotion prior to the shooting. It was the second killing in New York's 13th precinct. It was the second killing in New York's 13th precinct in the last 2 days, which, as Jamal Burton, a 38-year-old man from East New York, was stabbed near Chelsea. Now, Burton reportedly got into an argument with his killer, which turned into an altercation, leading to another man stabbing Burton in the chest, repeatedly killing him. And this comes at a time with crime on the rise. Now, I don't care what the governor Hochul is saying. We show the statistics over on TikTok. Shootings and murders have dipped slightly, but the total amount of crime in New York City has surged 36% over last year. Rapes increased 10% from 892 to 989, and felonious assaults were up 19.5% from 13,086 to 15,640. And these are all statistics from the New York Police Department's website. You can clearly pull that up. I can put a picture on the screen. You know, it's a shame, Manny told the Post. You have these people killing one another. They kill somebody and the system lets them back out. Exactly. They are right back on the streets and they do the same shit again. It's crazy. You got some sick, screwed up people out here. That was the store owner, the shop owner, the restaurant owner who heard the shot. Now, according to the reports, this person, this dude, this man, if you want to call him that, 44-year-old Clarkson Wilkson, was a father to one of Amani's children. So it's safe to say that he was obviously acting in an act of, he was acting out in, probably in jealousy. I mean, keep in mind, she's an erotic dancer, and she waitresses, or she works over at IHOP. So I'm assuming that maybe he got jealous of her job, where she's an erotic dancer. Maybe somebody was tipping her. Maybe he was there and he saw some something he did not approve of, which was none of his business since he's freaking an ex. He's not her man. And it's upsetting to me because I've been saying it for weeks now, but maybe she didn't know, or maybe she's, you know, she has to do what she has to do. She has to make a living. But you got to have something to protect yourself with, man. Especially this Labor Day weekend, there's going to be a lot of crazies out there. That's another reason why I didn't go to the rally. You know, it's Labor Day weekend. We had that that insidious speech by Biden. I say insidious because of the red background. Literally red back, like Grubhub, DoorDash, like this red right here. Which is just a tag, which can be removed, but anyway. And it was just like this creepy red Nazi-ish background with, from what I understand, Marines were green. It was a green screen Marines on the sides of him who were standing there, which doesn't make any sense. It looked more like Star Wars-y-ish, evil-ish, Empire kind of Nazi-ish, in my opinion, if that makes any sense. And with a time like this where he's kind of calling for all MAGA Republicans to come, to, you know, put a stop to them and how bad they are and this and that, it's like you're just causing more and more people to be, you know, instead of unity, you're causing more people to be divided. And that's not what we want. We need a country that's unified. And, you know, he ran his campaign saying that he would unify people. Well, he's doing the quite the opposite here. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is because this woman, on her way home from work, in the morning, you know, who knows what that this man's intention was, but regardless, if you're out on the street, especially in the city, you need to have some form of protection now more than ever. Now, my site, I just sell apparel. I'm not selling any kind of protection gear at this point, you know, because every state has their own rules and regulations. But look into that. Have something on your person. You got to be safe. And especially if you're working two jobs, especially if you're a woman, and especially if you're an elderly person, right? Like I said, rapes are up this year in the city. Assault is up. Crime is up in general. So you need to have something to protect yourself. I understand you have to work. I'm not telling you not to work. I'm not telling you to stay home and feed off the system. I don't want that. You know, you should be able to work, right? But you got to be safe. You got to protect yourself because a lot of crazies out there, a lot of nut jobs. And even if it's your ex or if it's someone, you know, that's close, you know, if you can't walk in pairs, have something on you. And, I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, have you ever thought that a day like this would come? I mean, it's Labor Day weekend. This woman's, you know, she's gone, man. She leaves behind all her three kids. I'm curious to see if this man, after this, will they release him? What do you guys think? You think they're going to release this guy? I mean, he has a rap sheet. Like, come on, man. I mean, this guy has more than 20 arrests on his rap sheet, right? 20 arrests. And he's out in the street, walking around free. Free. You got drug dealers. You got people who smoke marijuana behind bars in some places. But this guy, walking free. Over 20 crimes. Plus the murder. And it's not just simple. He was charged with two counts of criminal possession of a weapon, right? He was also charged with, you know, choking, fighting. This guy does not belong on the streets at all. This murder would have never occurred if he was still behind bars where he belongs. But for whatever reason, whether it's a messed up judicial system or messed up state in general, I think it's more judicial system, because I do believe the police are doing the best they can, but the laws are not on their side right now. The courts are not on their side right now, and I feel for the police. Yeah, if he was behind bars, she would still be alive. She'd be able to spend her Labor Day weekend either working or with her kids. It's sad, man. I hate to see that shit happen. Hopefully, he gets the justice that he deserves and stays behind bars I'll keep an eye out on this article. See, you know, see if we get any updates on it. I'll let you guys know as usual. Hit me up at CJ Bronson Show on Twitter. Same on TikTok. Again, check out the store. You go to cjbronsonshow.com. Click on store at the top. You should be able to see everything. It should be a drop down menu. You can click on store from there. It'll bring you over to my store where you can see all this merchandise here and check it out. 10% of total sales will be going to CODA Vets to help the veterans, because I love the veterans and they need all the help that they can get. So please check it out, and I appreciate you guys supporting me and supporting the movement to get the message out, to waken the masses. These people are walking around asleep, man. They think they're woke and they are in a coma. Walking Dead woke. If that makes any sense. Anyway, have a great weekend. Enjoy. Don't forget, I love y'all. All right. Bye-bye.